Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The 21st Annual Denman Diamonds Angus Sale happening Wednesday, January 4th, 5 p.m. at the Super Barn Sale Arena at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds in conjunction with Cattlemen's Congress. Selling will be 63 elite Angus lots, including donor and show prospects, bred heifers, flushes, pregnancies, embryos, and semen. You can attend the sale live or watch on liveauction.tv. Sale manager Matt Sims can answer questions. Give him a call, 405-641-6081. The Denman Diamonds Angus Sale happening January 4th at Cattlemen's Congress.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Well, cash business was light with much of that business pushed off until today, but we did see some cash activity in our part of the country at about $157. Looks like about $248 plus in the north. Rest of the business will be done today with packers likely not purchasing very many for future delivery. Boxed was mixed yesterday. Choice down 55 cents. Select up $3.42. This is the final day to trade the December live cattle contract, which has made an impressing run higher over the past 3 weeks. Hog futures have seen a lot of spread trading this week, with nearby months and later months flipping back and forth nearly every day. The pressure was in February again yesterday as traders seem to realize it's carrying a significant premium to cash. The lean hog index did show a nice increase, $2.09, bringing it to $80.69. However, cash was lower on the direct afternoon report with a decline of 70 cents. March Kansas City wheat's trading 2 cents lower early today, on track for a losing week with pressure from the anticipation of moderate to heavy precipitation in both the western U.S. and eastern parts of the country over the next 10 days. Unfortunately for hard red winter wheat, only lighter amounts will reach the southwestern plains, where crops are suffering the most from drought and were exposed to sub-zero temperatures last week. March corn down nearly a half a cent early today, on track for its highest weekly close in 2 months and back above the 100-day average at $6.71. December marked a U-turn for corn as the month started with a new 3-month low, pressured by concerns about low export sales and falling ethanol prices. March soybeans trading 11 cents higher early today, pushing into new high ground and on track for their first weekly close above $15 in 6 months. We're going to look at the futures in just a moment.
For over 25 years, Superior Livestock has been committed to making it easy for buyers and sellers to come together. In 2023, there's going to be some great opportunities for you to take advantage of doing business the Superior way, including the annual Bell Ringer video auction that'll be happening the 18th, 19th, and 20th of January in Oklahoma City. Consign your cattle by the 2nd of January to be a part of the 2023 Bell Ringer sale, 18th and 20th of January, Oklahoma City.
At the close yesterday, February live cattle up $1.05, $158.85. April up $0.67, $162.45. January feeder cattle up $0.32, $183.80. March up $0.57 at $186.77. February hogs down $2.12 at $88.67. April down $0.87, $95.70. Kansas City wheat, March is down 15 and 3 quarters, $8.66.5. May was down 15 and a half, $8.61.25. Chicago wheat, March down 11 and a half, 774. May was down 11 and 3 quarters at 781. March corn down 3 and a quarter, 679 and a half. May was down 2 and a half, 679. January soybeans up 2 and a quarter, 1508 and 3 quarters.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.